Right now, we are joined by Joe Bynum and Anissa McClendon of St. Paul AME Church, and they are here to talk about the St. Paul AME 5K Walk Run, the fourth annual St. Paul AME 5K Walk Run to benefit St. Paul AME Village. This is coming up in just a couple of weeks on March 5th. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Let me start with you, Joe, since Anissa has already said she didn't want to speak today. And I know you said the same thing, but she said it first. So,
okay, she beat me to the draw.
Tell us about the walk run and tell us about St. Paul AME Village, which it benefits.
Well, St. Paul Village is a multi-generational and multi-usage village that we hope to complete in a few years coming. And we're located out at Rogers Road, Pure Ford Drive. And we have really going to transform that area. We want to go out there. We're going to build this village, and we're going to do it in three phases. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the mixed affordable housing, senior housing and independent living, assisted living facilities, wellness and multicultural center, and a gym and fitness center. And we're also going to have a fellowship banquet hall, daycare center, health clinic, active and passive recreational facilities, walking trails, athletic fields, and museum and memorial park. And these are going to be done in three phases. And phase one, you're going to have the administration daycare, multi-purpose fellowship banquet hall, family life, a gymnasium, senior independent housing, memorial park, and the museum. And the second phase of this would be the wellness center, sanctuary, the youth and senior chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing, the third phase would be affordable housing and health center.
So how big is this going to be when it's all done, like in terms of size, number of units, things like that?
Well, it's hard to say. It's going to be in a denim.
Yeah.
But we're going to build, and I don't know the exact dimensions.
Size, yeah. It's going to be huge, though.
It is going to be, the completion of it's going to be, it's going to transform the whole Rogers Street area back there. So we're going to be in there. We're going to have our synagogue, and we're going to have all everything. They're going to just transform it.
And plans have been in the works for a long time. I know this is the fourth annual 5K walk run. Right. Anissa, let me turn to you to tell us about the walk run itself. We've had three of them already. What are they like?
Yes. They've been fun. Every year we have gotten between 30 and 40 more participants each year. So right now we have 236 participants. So we're off by 12 of what we were last year at this time. So hopefully the next 2 weeks we will be able to push it up to hopefully 260, 275. But we always have great fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping for a lot of sun like we're having today.
Yes. It's usually a beautiful time of the year at the beginning of March.
Is. Yeah. Yes.
I know I'm still not used to it because I'm from Michigan. Mm-hmm. So like up until April, you're still worried about snow. But mm-hmm. here, like it's February, it's 60 degrees and everyone's just sort of used to that. It's
That's right. But the 5K was basically is a community fundraiser that will give 90% of the proceeds go to the capital campaign, which goes directly to the St. Paul Village part. And then another part that we do, we always give back to the community, which is 10% of our proceeds. So this year we're giving 5% to the Orange County Rape Crisis, and then the other 5% will be going to the Bouncing Bulldogs. So that was one thing that we always wanted to strive to do, was give that 10% back to the community from this race itself.
Speaking with Anissa McClendon and Joe Bynum, and Joe, you had more?
I was just saying the upcoming 5K will be, we like to refer to it as Diversity Day, because we have people from every neighborhood in Chapel Hill, and we really hit when we started out, we thought our major year were going to be the fifth year, but we look like the fourth year is going to come in at a very strong pace, and it's looking good, and we're getting it from all sections, and some of the churches are chipping in and helping us out, so we're reaching our goal.
That's awesome. And the fifth year is going to be even better still.
That's right?
That's
promising.
Right. That's
absolutely
right.
What we're promising.
Speaking with, again, Joe Bynum, you just heard him and Anissa McClendon, St. Paul AME Church in Chapel Hill. This is the fourth annual 5K walk and run to benefit the St. Paul AME Village, also the OCRCC and Bouncing Bulldogs, three terrific local organizations and causes. It's going to be on Saturday, March 5th, beginning at McDougal Middle School. Starts in the morning. It's going to be a great day. And we'll promise good weather, right?
Yes.
Now,
oh, yes.
Forecast good weather? Okay, sounds good. StPaulAMEChapelHill.org is the website. If you want to find out more, StPaulAMEChapelHill.org. And tell us a little bit about St. Paul AME Church, because this is one of the great historical churches in Chapel Hill, too.
Well, we just celebrated our 151st year anniversary there at the corner of Mert Mill Road. And we always say half our church is in Chapel Hill and half the other part is in Carrboro. Mm-hmm. So we are growing and hoping to move our membership to Rogers Road with that St. Paul Village and just expand what we're doing. We have fitness going on. We have our health ministry going on. Our youth are very strong in the church. So we try to reach out and have different activities every month, helping different organizations in the community.
Before we let you go, what other information do people need to know, Joe?
Well, what we would like, what they need to know is that we are a church, and we believe that in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, 7th verse, for we only move in faith and not by sight. And that's why we accomplish so much and so many things that we do that will come to fruition. For instance, we have a banner out with the 5K walk banner, and the city of Carrboro putting out the little monument stones, and they put it right adjacent to the banner, and it's eye-catching.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't a godly scent, I don't know what was. I mean, you can come and you drive into Chapel Hill from either direction, you're going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are good things that happen to us because we are believers.
Absolutely. St. Paul AME at ChapelHill.org is the website. Go there. Find out more information about the church, the village, and the 5K, which is the fourth annual. It's going to be, again, Saturday, March 5th, beginning at McDougal Middle School in Carrboro. And it's going to be a great day for the 5K walk run. It's going to be a great day for St. Paul AME Village. Also, again, the Bouncing Bulldogs and the OCRCC benefiting as well. Anything else that people need to know about the event, about the church?
Basically, just come on out and have some fun. We do have a lot of activities for kids. We have a bounce house. We have football toss, sack races. We have hula hoops, jump rope. So we just invite all ages to come out and just have some fun, two or three hours and just have some fun with us.
And it's the day that politicians come out.
Yeah.
Mayor Novell, she's out there with her cabinet, I suppose you call them.
Mm-hmm.
She's there, and just a lot of people, and Judge Bedour.
Alan Bedour, he has one
great
year.
Runner.
Yes.
Johan Ponda, great runner. He's in the military. And the guy comes in and said, John, I'll see you later. Okay, by the time you turn around, he's shaking his head. He's finished already. So these guys are great. They start out, and some of them are professionals, and then you can walk.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are people, so I just suggest come out, join us, and just communicate. Meet people that you never would meet under any other circumstances, but meet them that day under our banner, and we're quite sure that you'll come back for the fifth 5K, which is really going to be big. We mean super big.
And really special. And it's a good point that you can walk as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a walker. I don't know about you.
Yes.
I can't run. I can't run 0.5K, let alone 5K.
We don't want no one not to come. We want you all there.
Yes.
Because everyone can walk, and when you're ready to peel off, you can just simply peel off.
And our oldest walker is 86 years old.
Nice. Wow.
Yes. So impressive. She goes at her own pace, but it's just what we tell people, just to begin it. That's the main thing. Begin it and do it at your pace. And, victory is the end.
Sounds good.
Niecy touched on it about the fitness program we have.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 5K, the offshoot has been that St. Paul is probably the healthiest church in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many activities. We have a fitness program, bar none. Russell Blackwell is our sensei, and he's very good. He's a black belt karate expert.
Nice.
And he teach a little karate. We do a little karate. We do walking, meditation, and all the things that people should do for a healthy living style.
Very mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Again, it's the St. Paul AME Chapel Hill Church. St. Paul AME Chapel Hill.org is the website. St. Paul Village 5K Walk Run. It is coming up on Saturday, March 5th, beginning at McDougal Middle School. Head to the website, St. Paul AME Chapel Hill.org. Find out all the information you need about the church, the village, and the event on March 5th. You can get a registration form, sign up for this event coming up in just a little while. Nissa McClendon, Joe Bonham, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you.